This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get another sip of life, shall we? Doug Steffen here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, all here. We're at attention. We're on your side. We're helping those of you who are trying to get started, get going, get moving. Say hi to the folks down in Brownsville, Tennessee, shall we? WNWS down there. Charlottesville, Virginia, WCHV, how do you do? Cadillac, Michigan, WATT. Folks listening in Fortis, Arizona, Arkansas, KBJT, KNTR in Lake Havasu. Man, been on that station for a long time. Hi, how's everybody doing today? Jennifer, how are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
That's good to hear. What do we have?
Let me tell you what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta ask. I mean, you asked me how I was. I thought you were just being kind. Whatever.
I am being kind. I'm a kind person. You know that.
All right, here we go. Well, I think the biggest story of the day involves your kids and their smartphones. There is a new survey that's out, and it was just featured on 60 Minutes over the weekend. Smartphones, tablets, and video games are physically changing the brains of adolescents. We've suspected this for a long time, but early results from a $300 million study funded by the National Institute of Health have shown that that is indeed the case. Scientists are now following 11,000 9 to 10 year olds, and they're going to do it for a decade to see how childhood experiences impact the brain and affect emotional development and mental health. The first bits of data suggest that the onslaught of technology and screens has been transformative for young people, maybe not for the better. In brain scans of 4,500 children, daily on-screen usage of more than 7 hours showed premature thinning of the brain cortex, which is the outermost layer that processes information from the physical world. The difference was significant from participants who spent less screen time. They said, don't draw conclusions yet. They said they don't know if it's being caused by the screen time. We don't know if it's a bad thing. But early indication is, if you're looking at this and predicting, that those who spend 7 hours in front of a screen, which seems like a lot, but is pretty easy to do throughout the day, especially with cell phones and computers and tablets and televisions, the early results show that this is not a great thing for people in how they process emotions and the physical world.
Good God.
Wow. Jeez.
That's pretty damning. Listen up, folks. Come on. Let's not get silly.
It's
10 and 11
And that's on the extreme.
Too.
That's 9 and 10 year olds. And they're saying right now that what they're pulling from this is that kids who spend more than 2 hours of screen time daily score lower on thinking and language tests, according to the data released from this survey. So in a big report, this is just the preliminary stuff. A big report's going to come in early 2019. So there'll be more on this.
Yeah. All right, some people in the news, those of you who have been following, there's a lot of scuttlebutt over the weekend, those of you, this is sort of like Paul Harvey used to call it, shop talk. The personalities on the air, people love to know how much money people are making, so the list came out of the highest paid radio hosts. And sadly, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug are not on the list.
We're bubbling Forbes this year.
Yeah, right. Howard Stern, $90 million. He's on the top of the list this past year.
He also is on the air 3 days a week.
Yeah, right. 3 hours a day, 3 days a week. Rush Limbaugh, $84.5 million. Instead of his contract was renewed and he got paid less, but he was incentivized, and a lot of the subscription sites and these other things, off-air ventures, are responsible for more money. Ryan Seacrest is three on the list, $74 million with various ventures. Whether the television is in that number or not, I'm not sure. But $74 million is nothing to sneeze at. Now, let's see here. Are there other?
He works so hard
with everything.
Yeah, he does.
I give him a lot of credit. He is nonstop. He does so much. He's like Steve Harvey. I'm surprised Steve Harvey isn't on the list.
I am too, as a matter of fact, because he's...
Well, his radio show isn't doing as well, but he was on the list of the highest paid television hosts, and so was Seacrest.
Okay.
So they both made it to that list, too.
Well, interesting, in some cities he does very well. He's number one in New York in the morning.
Steve Harvey?
Harvey is. Yes, he is.
Wow,
look,
good for him.
Check it out. Yep. And then there's Delilah, and there's Elvis Duran, and there's Jim Rome and Dan Patrick, and others who are in the $10, $12, $14 million range. Nothing to sneeze at, but it's always an interesting number and always an interesting little bit of gab to pass along, because so many people listen that are listening to this program have some of those folks on their station later in the day. Here's another name in the news, Steven Spielberg, who warns against hate with the re-release this weekend of Schindler's List. I actually saw this listed when I was looking around at movies, and I if the timing had been right, I probably would have gone back to see it. I saw it when it first came out, very provocative. But the important part about this, even though it's 25 years since it came out, Liam Neeson plays Schindler, and there are some other really major actors in this black-and-white film, the true story about Schindler and how he saved a number of Jews during World War II in Nazi Germany. Spielberg said that there is now back to a forced kind of a collective hate getting industrialized once again, and we need to take it more seriously. I think he's kind of right, actually, in this. There's a lot of this stuff going on.
Globally.
Not only in our country, but it's all around the world. Yeah.
Yep.
It really is.
And there's there's an anti-Semitism global sort of sentiment as well. It's very dangerous. It really is.
Well, it's you wonder, I don't even know that I use that word. I guess it may be in a point, but why? What is there? That's part of the, I was talking about the movie that I saw, The Green Book, with Viggo Mortensen and Maharishi Ali, or whatever his name is.
Mahershala.
Mahershala. Very good movie. Worth seeing, but it tells sort of in a more subtle way the same kind of things. The business about Jews or black people. There is so much now that we have to want to be together on. Why do we want to separate? What's in it for you to not like somebody else? You can ignore them. That's okay. But why do you go out of your way to make things difficult for somebody just because they're different from you? I never have understood that. Don't get it. What's the problem? Lima, what's the relevance of your dislike for this person? You started to say something. Somebody started to say something.
I agree with you. I don't know what the impetus behind this movement is, but it's definitely... We have friends who are from Poland who have lived in America for a really long time, and they're actually on their way to visit their relatives in Poland, and they both actually just told my parents over the weekend that in Poland there is such a rise of anti-Semitism that it's palpable.
Eastern Europe.
Yeah, and
well,
they're nervous.
Well, some of it's caused by Putin and his ilk. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that there. So anyway, it's something to think about, be aware of, talk about to a point. 15 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV program. May I suggest to you, if you are in need of some health advice, we have a new DJV health news site attached to all of the various entities that I do on the air and podcast, djvhealthnews.com, djvhealthnews.com. And in light of that, and in league with it, from time to time we have the opportunity for you to call in to our open line, 888-302-3684. I'll invite you to do that now if you'd like to get an answer to a question from a noted practitioner is a good way of putting Dr. Joel Wallach, who has made himself available here along with the other folks who are advice givers on the Good Day Health show. For your questions, answers will come straightforward. So if you have a question you want to get an answer to, now's the time for you to call. We'll put you on the air later in the broadcast, 888-302-3684. But whatever medical question you may have, he's got a good question, a good answer, questions, whatever. Broad as you want, narrow as you want, but now's the time to dial it up. 888-302-3684 if you want to get an answer. We'll have it for you. We'll record your question, and it'll be aired later on. 888-302-DOUG for your medical question at 16 after the hour. We continue in a moment.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, see if we can get a couple more people in the news in here. Winifred DeFore served with the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II, passed away at the age of 100 over the weekend. Officers responded to a call to a residence in Harlem. He was, I don't know if he's dead then, but they brought him. No signs of trauma. The guy's 100 years old. What do they expect? The story here is the Tuskegee Airmen and what they were all about, the black military aviators, the lack of acknowledgement they got. Remember the movie that came out, 4 or 5 years ago about them and their... That was a great movie. It really was. The story of how they helped. And this is, again, back to that prejudice conversation we were having a few minutes ago, why there are prejudices. And even when these guys were doing stuff that nobody else was doing, and they were brought on to Air Force bases, and they couldn't use the same Johns as the white flyers, you know, that kind of stuff. They had
Weren't
quite
they
a place.
Also subjected to horrible medical testing and all kinds of stuff, too.
I think some of them were.
A lot of dark stuff in there as well.
Right, So this guy, anyway, was an aircraft technician during World War II. He worked for the Postal Service for a number of years after he got out of the service. So a hat off, certainly, to Winifred DeFore, 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman passing away. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my mother will start to
beautiful.
Worry.
What's your
it's 24 at the hour here. Christmas music. And every hour of the DJV program now through Christmas. And this song itself has been cause for a lot of conversation. Baby, it's cold outside. The conversation, I know you ladies talked about it while I was gone. There seems to be some sort of a controversy, but I don't know what it is. There was a after this controversy started, there was a poll on a bunch of radio stations as to whether this song could have been sexist, homophobic, misogynist. What is that? Well, I don't get
it. It's a date rape song is what people are upset about. The guy says, she says, what's in this drink? And so people are saying that this is about somebody who's like capturing a woman, not letting them leave, and putting stuff in their drink.
This song was done in the 1940s.
Don't hurt his pride. It's like it's a date rape, kind of.
Is it really?
Well, yeah.
You buy into that, or?
Well, I mean, that's what it's been called, but it was written in 1944. I heard this on the radio last night, and I was kind of like, I think it's an overkill to be.
And also, this isn't a new issue. People have been having this conversation for years and years. For me, it's not so much that it's like date rape. I don't pay attention as much to the lyric about what's in this drink. I watched the original video for it, and it's like she's trying to put her coat on over and over again. She's putting her hat on. She keeps trying to leave. He keeps grabbing her around the waist. I think what's more uncomfortable for me is that so many women have had that experience in a bar or like somewhere else at a Christmas party, wherever, where they're trying to leave, and there's a dude who's like, no, don't go, and keeps like bothering them. That's my issue.
I didn't know there was a video for it.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, okay, just leave me alone. But I don't think this is going to inspire any guys to go out and like try and date rape
someone. I think people that don't like this are just fun killers.
I guess that's me.
Fun killers.
It's just a
that's
cool
pretty
song.
Dramatic.
Fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's our Christmas conversation.
Well, what's your take on it, though, Doug? What do you think about it?
You can find fault with anything. You can look at somebody. You can listen to somebody. You can do something. There's something. Everybody, Rich McFadden says it best. Everybody's got a chip on his or her shoulder for some reason.
We want to know your personal opinion about the song.
I don't give
like
a damn. This song's been around since I was a kid. I don't think it's much of a Christmas song. I don't like the songs that talk about the weather. I want to talk about Christmas. And so this song has always been meaningless to me. And I wouldn't even have thought about it, frankly, without all of the hoopla that was created by somebody. I don't know who. Maybe the person that published the music X number of years ago, make a few more bucks with people talking about it. But I don't... I just
think it's a bad song, so I've never really paid much attention to
it. It is not a good song. I agree with you on that one.
Oh, I like it.
Much ado about nothing. All right, here we go. Next up is George Strait in the musical focus. He took to the stage in Vegas over the weekend for the 19th show of his Straight to Vegas residency. But for the first time in almost three decades, something was different. We had some tragedy that happened to us in Labor Day weekend, he said a few minutes into the show. We lost our drummer of 30 years, Mike Kennedy. God bless him. We didn't know how we were going to handle this. The drummer of Straits, Ace in the Hole Backyard Band, 30 years. He died in August following a car crash. Straits said Kennedy wouldn't want anything to change. I know Mike would want us to keep going, so we are, he told the crowd at the T-Mobile Arena. The next couple of hours, Strait performed a mixture of his old hits from his debut single, Unwound, to rodeo anthems like I Can Still Make Cheyenne, as well as some new songs that were celebrated. I think he's good. He's, frankly, a great old country star.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major wintry storm with freezing rain, snow, and ice creating huge travel problems across the southeastern United States and also for the entire air travel system as there are repercussions that are being felt nationwide. In North Carolina, one of the four people killed by the storm died when a tree fell on his truck, causing the driver to lose control and drive right into a church. This man saw it happen.
Just heard a big crash, and that tree fell on top of the truck while they were headed this way. Then you heard several more crashes, and you can't mistake that.
There were at least 500 traffic accidents in an 11-hour period in North Carolina. President Trump reportedly considering Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows to possibly replace current White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Together, some more conversation and information, some health info in a few minutes, and again, the opportunity for you if you want to call with a medical question, 888-302-3684. I help you out with the new DJV Health News website, new DJVHealthNews.com, and answer some questions that you may have about something specific in your health portfolio. Help yourself to 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, Victoria is waiting in the wings. This the DJV program, obviously, with Doug and Jen and Victoria. Victoria in the wings with the trending story this half hour.
This is a bit of health news that's probably going to gross everybody out. So a new study out of the University of Connecticut has found that the dirtiest thing in a public bathroom is not the toilet seat. Any guesses?
The dirtiest
The handle. Either the handle or the sink. It's like the faucet turner-oner thing. What is that called? Handle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The faucet. Okay. So no,
or the door handle. Either one.
Even there's something that's even dirtier than the door handle and the flusher and the toilet seat.
I was going to say the toilet paper dispenser.
Nope. Even worse than that. And this is going to really blow your mind.
It's something that we don't expect to be dirty. What is it?
The hand dryer. It's the blow dryer. And the reason it's the dirtiest thing in the bathroom is because in this study it found that it literally blows poop all around the room. So every single person is is coated in fecal bacteria. There's no way around it. If you are in a public bathroom and you use the hand blower, whether you have to touch it or if it's automatically activated, you are getting between 18 and 60 different colonies of fecal bacteria.
Oh, yum!
So gross.
So
the only thing that's worse is that hand towel thing that you pull down that like just spins around in a circle.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that is
I'm talking
gross
about
too.
Like they have like, car
mean
washes.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, I don't use too many car wash bathrooms, but but we know what Jen does on weekends. But so
nice.
here's the thing. So how to stay clean in the public bathroom? Number one, this makes sense. Always choose a higher end establishment if possible. Hotels, bookstores, cafes, restaurants, things
car
like
washes
that. Car washes. Yeah.
How about the Waffle House?
Ooh, I don't know about the Waffle House. Yeah. Well, here's another thing. Don't touch the door. A lot of people know this already. So 95% of people don't wash their hands, which is gross. So if you touch the door on your way in or out, then you're getting all of that fecal bacteria as it is. Never touch the flusher with your hands. I always use my foot. And if you are going to wash your hands and dry them, avoid those hand dryers and just use regular paper towels. And or just use a sweater or whatever you're wearing.
See,
because it is literally so much healthier for you than those blowers.
For a long time, I thought that the using the dryer was healthier because
everyone
you weren't touching
that
anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now what you've said makes nothing but sense.
Yep,
actually,
it's gross.
The stuff is in the. I was thinking of going into the movie theater, John, last night, and I washed my hands after I did my business, and it was, you know, you stick it in the dryer and.
And you know what's even worse? You know the Dyson brand? You know, they make vacuums and all this stuff. Well, a lot of bathrooms in New York City or a lot of restaurants and stuff, places now have the Dyson ones where you stick your hands down into the slot. But that's even more powerful. That blows even more fecal bacteria around the bathroom.
And it blows it right on your face.
Oh, it's gross. Yes,
actually,
it does.
That's the thing, because that's what I used last night in the bathroom in the theater.
Those things are so powerful. It's.
You know, the other way of looking at it, though, Victoria, is it's good for your immune system. You get that stuff in your face and in your system. It'll help make you stronger, make you better. Woohoo!
And also the sinks, they swabbed them for bacteria, tons of bacteria. If there's no auto water or soap dispensers, then use a piece of paper towel to turn the faucets on and off. And don't touch any part of the sink or faucet with your bare hands, because that is loaded with bacteria.
Or touch them. And enhance your immune system.
Be like Doug.
Yeah, all right, exactly.
But you know what, though? You never are sick, so maybe there is something to all
there
of
you
your...
All right, I only get sick
it
after I take hallucinatory drugs. That's when I get sick. Other than that, I'm a pretty healthy specimen. Here's the story of a 69-year-old woman from Seattle who passed away from what doctors say was a rare brain-eating amoeba. This is not going to make you happy. This lady underwent brain surgery at the medical center there, had used tap water to rinse her sinuses in a neti pot. Doctor told the Seattle Times that this amoeba was all over the place in her brain, eating up the cells. You know what these neti pots are? It's like a teapot.
I have one. Yeah.
I do, too. Flush out your nasal passages. I don't think I'll be using that again. Or is this just one of the, is this a rare thing? It's not the, it's not the main, it's something that's an exception. The water can contain tiny organisms that are safe to drink, but to survive in your nasal passages and go into your brain, so.
Well, I think that the important takeaway is don't throw your neti pot out because they do a lot of good, but you just have to make sure that you only use distilled water, or if you boil the water first and then let it cool down.
Make sure where the water is. Not the neti pot that's at fault here.
Right.
It's the water you're sticking in your nose.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. You learn great lessons. When I went to Peru, one of the things I was told was don't touch any fruit, don't touch any vegetables, certainly don't drink the tap water. And I didn't, but one of my colleagues, one of the people that went down there with, did, and got sick. It's your system's not used to it. People down there are used to it, So, but we're not used to it. We have a different, our systems are developed differently because we treat ourselves to different. Not necessarily even better, it's just different. Your systems get used to certain systems, certain things. So, it's just word to the wise, I guess, much as anything else. Here's something from the People Department. The Pope is going to Abu Dhabi in February, and apparently they're trying to get more focus on the Catholic Church in the United Arab Emirates. Most people, again, think this is kind of strange. Why is the Pope going there? Well, he's going there because they're trying to reinvigorate the Catholic Church, much as anything else there. There are most people, when you think about the Middle East, you don't think about Catholicism. Although I was talking to some of the people that were with me on this trip, we talk about religions and traveling and that sort of thing. And one of the things, because many of the things that I experienced in Peru were frankly things that were very similar to things I had experienced in Israel as far as topography and land situations. And then thinking about what it was like in the Middle East and how I was telling the story about how in the walled city of Jerusalem, there are Jews, there are Muslims, there are Christians who get along. They're all Semites. They all look the same. They all act the same. Their business tactics are the same. They live the same kind of life, but yet they have different religions. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, proof positive that they all can live together if we want to live together. Well, the political side of this sometimes screws with our head. And so I don't know what in Abu Dhabi, it's kind of a new city anyway. And so one wonders what the whole business is. The Crown Prince said he's looking forward to speaking with the Pope on the quote-unquote peaceful coexistence among peoples, which isn't that the message of Christmas, isn't it? Much as anything else, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yes? No?
Well, I mean, reporters. Everything's cool, I think.
Yeah, exactly. All right, in a moment, we're going to focus on those of you who have had Epstein-Barr shingles. I'm included in that list, and there are a lot of people who don't even know that they have this problem, which we're going to solve for you right after this.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
We're all looking for ways of becoming more productive at work, and that's exactly the intention of Slack. It's a hub that connects the people and tools you work with every day. Carl Henderson is Slack's chief technical officer.
Slack is like a hub that connects the people and the tools that you work with every day all into one place. But at its core is a feature or a concept called channels. So a channel is a way of organizing conversations around a topic. So that might be organizing them around a team, like, say, the accounting team, so that the whole team can talk in one place about everything they're working on. Or it could be organizing discussion around a project. Or it could be organized by a subject matter. It's like messaging tools that people will be familiar with outside of work, things like Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp or iMessage that people have come to use for talking outside of work.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. If you are one of the people in the United States who develop shingles or have developed them at some point, and as I said, I'm one of them, 1 in 3 Americans, in fact, have this risk. As a matter of fact, the older you get, it becomes greater, 1 in 2 as you get older. How many people understand what shingles really is? The ladies, have you ever had, any of the three of you had, any shingles, Epstein-Barr, that sort of thing?
Well, I have Epstein-Barr because I had mono when I was in high school.
Yes, mono.
I actually had it again.
It's all the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't, my dad had shingles, I think, when I was like a baby, but that's all I know. Mm. And apparently it was very painful.
Very painful. I had it over my eyebrow and it was miserable. Let's bring in Dr. Leonard Friedland, who is the Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health at GSK. Let's find out what GSK is first, Dr. Friedland, if we can.
Hi, good morning, Doug. GSK is GlaxoSmithKline. We're a vaccine and pharmaceutical company that develops vaccines and drugs to help people live longer, healthier lives. And that's why we're so excited about the vaccine we developed to prevent shingles.
Well, that's something that all of us who have, it prevents it, but it doesn't. Does it help guys like me who have had it. You heard me go through the trail. Epstein-Barr, mono, shingles, all the same thing. Chicken pox, it's the same thing, right?
Well, let's go through what actually it is. So shingles is caused by the virus that causes chicken pox. The scientific name is the herpes zoster virus.
Herpes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Oh, right. Yep.
And 99% of all people in the United States over the age of 50 have evidence that they've been infected with the chickenpox virus. So 99% of people over the age of 50 are at risk for shingles. And as you mentioned, it's very common. 1 million new cases every year in the United States. The risk for people over 50 is 1 in 3 of getting a case of shingles. And if we're lucky enough to live to 85, it goes up to 1 in 2. And as you mentioned, this is a debilitating, miserable condition.
Horrible. Yeah. It really is. So the side effects, not only the direct effect, but the side effects of what happens. I remember my forehead got red and itchy and was all swollen and I couldn't sleep. I had headaches. That's something that's fairly typical, is it not, of this?
Yes, that is typical. This very painful, itchy rash that can just stop people in their tracks.
Yeah.
It can stop people from going to work and doing all the things that they want to do. And once the rash goes away, which will be typically 2 to 4 weeks, a certain number of people will go on to develop a chronic painful condition, which we call post-herpetic neuralgia. This is a chronic pain that's extremely difficult to control and can last months, if not years. And if the rash occurs on the face near the eye, as you were mentioning on your eyebrow, there are risks of getting a very serious eye complications, which can even include blindness. So this is a disease that we really need to prevent. And that's why the Centers for Disease Control recommends that all people over the age of 50 be vaccinated to prevent shingles with the vaccine called Shingrix, which is the vaccine that our team at GSK developed.
So, but let's underscore, you have to take it before you have this, the Epstein-Barr or whatever, before that gets into your system, you got to have the shot, right?
So, because 99% of people over the age of 50 have had chickenpox in the past, what happens is when you get chickenpox, that virus, which is called the herpes zoster virus, goes, it never goes away. It goes to sleep in our nerves. And it usually stays quiet. But if it reactivates, and that can start to happen in particular over the age of 50, when it reactivates, it comes out of the nerve and can cause this painful, itchy rash, typically on one side of the body. And so what the vaccine does is it helps keep that virus sleeping so it doesn't come out and cause disease.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there is hope for people, even if you've had these. Where do you get this? You go to the regular doctor? Can you go to the Minute Clinic? Where can you get this thing?
Yeah, I know. Great question. Because the Centers for Disease Control recommends that all people over the age of 50 be vaccinated with the Shingrix vaccine, we've seen unprecedented demand. And so we recognize that patients may have difficulty finding the vaccine. So what we recommend is, first of all, patients, call your doctor, call the pharmacy, be persistent. Get on a waiting list for the vaccine, and you can find out where the vaccine is available using a vaccine locator at Shingrix.com, a website, Shingrix.com, to find out where the vaccine is available. And more vaccines are coming every 2 weeks. More and more vaccines.
Got it. All right. Dr. Len Friedland, thank you. Shingrix, Shingrix.com. You get your more info 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
With the Money Pit theme playing in the background, how good is that? Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, one of the great independent broadcasters in our country, who has, as I have done, created a business that, well, some say it's a business out of nothing.
Out of air.
Out of air. That's right. Hello. Air is here, and that's it. Free air. With the knowledge and his skill, he's got a great radio program called The Money Pit, heard every weekend all around the country. You ought to be listening to it for tips and questions. We have people that listen to this program that send us in questions every week. For example, Tyler in Oregon has a large tree between his house and his garage. And fortunately for him, the house is not attached to the garage.
That's always a good thing, right?
So yeah. He wants to cut it down, right. Or does he? What is he? Why is he worried, I guess, would be, he says safely removing the tree is his number one concern. Is that to assume that there's something wrong with the tree? It's dying and needs to be taken down before it falls down.
Well, certainly if you have a very large tree that close to buildings, there's always a risk, Doug, that you could have damage in the event of a storm. But
yep.
It's a very difficult tree to take down when it's that close. And so the answer is that you don't really take it down. You more disassemble it. And this is definitely not a do-it-yourself project. This is a project that has to be done by a pro, and the pros have the right gear. They'll come in, and they'll basically cut the tree apart from the top down, and they use a truck that has like a boom and a crane, and they hook that up to the branch they're cutting. Once it's separated from the tree, they lift it up. They can lift it over houses. They can lift it over power lines and then drop it down safely to the street where it could be cut up or ground up or whatever. But it's definitely not a DIY job.
No. You don't do that. I had a big, when I moved into this new house, what was it, 2.5 years or so ago, there's a beautiful big tree out in the backyard, but it was held together with cables. And I looked at that one minute and I thought to myself, a good storm and there's going to be, and I chose right over the studio. The house is going to have a big hole in it. So we cut it down. It cost $2,000 because I couldn't do it. I normally that kind of stuff I can do on my own. But I wasn't going to dare take it down, so, you know, it was something.
Yeah, and you also don't have the gear to get rid of the stump. I mean, you can. There's a couple of ways to get rid of stumps.
But, I went out and got a stump grinder, but that's me.
Well, that's you, man.
I'm
going to
do that.
You know, the average guy's not going to go rent a stump grinder. It's a pretty serious piece of equipment. But, I mean, you know, there are ways where you can use like a chemical product to get rid of the stump.
Oh, yes.
Drill holes.
Right.
Yeah, you drill holes into the stump. And then you put in, there's different types of stump removal chemicals that are available for this that are sold, but essentially you pour it into the holes and you sort of cover the top of this tree and you just kind of let it sit there. But it can take a really long time. I mean, it can take, I'm talking like a year by the time it completely rots out.
Right.
And then it's
out.
Kind of down below, you know, the surface.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but definitely a job for a pro.
Don't forget about the newsletter at moneypit.com, the newsletter every week that you can sign up for. Every week there are great ways for you to help yourself when it comes to your home. I was looking at this thing about making your home brighter. I love brightness in the house, windows and paint and all kinds of other things. But when you study all this stuff, where do you come up with all these ideas? How much is it all research that you do?
Well, you know, it's the kinds of questions that we get asked all the time on the radio show, and I think you're referring to a post about older homes where folks are, you know, concerned that the older homes can look dreary, and I think you should break the mold, you know. Usually, for example, older homes have a lot of window treatments, right, because that was just the thing, right? You had layer upon layer of window treatments. Just getting rid of window treatments and putting in cellular shades, for example, instead of heavy curtains, which do a better job, for example, of insulating. And then updating the colors with paint. You know, looking for ways to bring more light in that way really can really spruce up, you know, the building. And you'd be surprised how many homes are out there that have beautiful hardwood floors protected by old carpet.
Okay.
Which makes a heck of a great drop cloth, you know?
Yeah.
So if you got it, you know, pull that carpet up. The tackless holes on the edge will hardly be noticeable, and you may find that the floors are in spectacular good shape.
Sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com. Here's a question from Andrew in Buffalo. That a 12-year-old house developed dark areas on the ceiling. That's because you got a leak there, pal. Right?
No, actually, he doesn't. No, that's dirt.
Really?
It's just dirt. Yeah, so what happens is, when in the winter especially, the warm air kind of goes up against that exterior wall, and it pulls the dirt from the air with it, the dust, and it sort of deposits it on the coldest parts of the trusses where there's not a lot of insulation. So you get this ghosting effect, this streaking. It's just a matter of cleaning it. That's all it is.
All right.
You get those streaks above radiators, too.
Look. Oh, yeah, you do. That's true. I got it in my house. All right, so there you go. Look at how you learned from Tom.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.